Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here on Audio Boo. This is a response to a couple of questions posed by Sabrina McKernan over there in Ireland. Sabrina, as part of our Audio Boo titled "The Wind is Very Generous," LOL. but at the end of our, near the end of that Audio Boo, she particularly asked a couple of questions. The first one was, what's the difference basically between her Olympus DM620 recorder and one of the Zoom H models? I take it, so maybe meant the H1 or the H2. I use the H2N, which is absolutely excellent. I love it to bits. As far as I can tell, because your next question is about binaurals, is that you intend to use that recording device to input from binaural mics. The Zoom will take that because it has a line in as well as a line for recording, as well as a line out for monitoring or playback, if you like. And so the binaurals that I use, which are the Roland CS10EMs, which I'll come to in a minute, when I use my Zoom, all I do is the Roland's come with two plugs. One is red, one is black. The red one is for input for recording, and the black one is obviously for monitoring. So on the Zoom H2N, I can tell you that there is two ports to accept that, and therefore you can record. And I don't know whether you're, as far as I can tell, I've had a wee look at your model of Olympus. I can't see that has that facility. I'm not saying it hasn't, I just can't see, but you may already know that, Sabrina. Pardon me. So what the other thing you have to think about is that the binaurals require to be powered from the device, and so I don't also know if the Olympus DM620 will power them, so it's really all down to you kind of finding out yourself about that. The Zoom certainly will, and it has to be set to, in the settings, to tell it that you're going to use power for input devices. So that's the first part between the knowledge I know between the Zoom and the Olympus. I really don't know much about these Olympus devices. They are wonderful, I believe, because a lot of people, particularly VI people, do use them simply because they're great to just hold in your hand and record. Pardon me. And the next part comes to your question about the binaurals. As I said, I use the Roland CS10EMs, which retail about £79-80. You can get them readily from Gear for Music, Guitar in their digital department. You can get them from Amazon. They're very readily available, and I've been using mine now for a long while now, and they are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I love them to bits. The sound professionals also get a great name, and some of my followers on Audio Boo do use those, and again, great reviews on them. These are usually about £20 to £30 dearer than the Rolands, and also the fact that it can be difficult to get them. Amazon UK have had an unstocked banner on their webpage for them for a long, long while. Doesn't seem to be that they're going to get them in here, although I think Amazon.com, if you like, the international Amazon, I think you can get them from there. I've heard people already say previously that they've had to import them from the States. I think they're about $90 or $90 in the States, and that translates to about £90 over here. So just the usual rip off Britain. They should be cheaper than that when they come over here, but anyway, no matter. So you can get them, the sound professionals, but I think you have to go looking to put them. My opinion on that is, why bother when the Rolands are excellent? They're brilliant devices, and I now have two or three friends that already have taken up the Rolands, and they're finding them just to be as good as I portraying them as being. they're brilliant. They're just that good. But there you go. I hope that answers your two questions as far as I can, and I hope someone else comes along and maybe helps you with more detail on the Olympus model that you've got and whether it will do what the Zoom will do. Okay, I hope that helps everyone. Bye for now.